Entrepreneur Stephen Richards employs about 100 workers at Better Body Foods, so employee benefits are always on his mind.
We provided health care before Obamacare, and we continue to provide, you know, health care to our employees.
Small business owners hoped the Affordable Care Act wouldn't raise costs, but
as soon as the plan was implemented, all our health care costs have been jumping about 10 to 12% a year.
And figures like those will likely come up in tonight's debate. Incumbent Congressman Chris Stewart says he would address health care costs for small business owners with a full repeal of the ACA. The Republican in the 2nd District has voted against the ACA 40 times and has co-sponsored the American Health Care Reform Act, which would allow small businesses to pool funds together to give them the same buying power as larger corporations, and would allow families tax deductions for health care costs.
We can do better.
Democratic challenger Charlene Albron would reform, not repeal, the ACA.
The Affordable Care Act must be defended. Yes, it does need to be improved, and yes, I will address that, but it's a step in the right direction.
Albron has promised to work to bring the cost of health care down for people in Utah by capping the money insurance companies can spend on advertising, lobbying, and doctor salaries. Voters can also expect to hear the candidates' positions on public lands, education, and employment in their live debate. Reporting with Utah Public Radio, I'm Esther Rady.